Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord in my life. How many of you can say on this morning, where would you be if it had not been for the Lord in your life? Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It is January the 7th, 2023. Happy New Year. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Truly, we honor our co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who certainly is with us, and I wish her a happy new year as well. And you will hear from her on next week. Praise the Lord. Well, this year we are taking charge of our lives, and we're living to the fullness. And certainly we believe God has something plan for us. And we have an exciting lesson today. I want you to continue to keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. We still are restructuring, and I'm still looking for a board member. So if anyone want to apply, just give me a call at 309-750-7584. Certainly those of you who have blessed us in the past in terms of donations, please continue to support this ministry. This is a ministry that uses your donations to continue spreading the gospel all over, all around the world. And I want you to know this word goes all around the world. Praise the Lord. So if that is you, if the Lord is touching your heart, You can send me a donation to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, or you can give me a call. All checks need to be made payable to Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly, if you want to zealot to me or you want to cash at me, just give me a call and we can make those arrangements. Certainly, I want you to keep in your prayers. I want you to keep me in your prayers as I travel on next weekend to Buffalo, New York, to my God sister's homegoing service. Certainly, she made her transition on this week, and certainly we want to lift this family up, the Griffin and the Kinsby family. And certainly she was a prayer warrior. She was a power pack, anointed saint of the Lord, and certainly she was my mentor, and she spoke volumes into my life. And I want you to keep this family in your prayers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for life. So to everyone listening in Radio Land, I want to decree blessings unto you, especially in this new year. And secondly, if you are blessed by this radio show, this talk show, please let me know. Certainly you guys have stopped texting me. You've stopped emailing me. And I need to know if you're being blessed. I need to know, because certainly the Lord will give you a special word to address your situation and all of your problems. We are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Now, we've been off for 2 weeks, so I expect my radio listeners to begin to tune back and to hear a word from the Lord. We have a word from the Lord. The Lord has given us key on-point messages for you, designed for you to encourage your heart, to encourage your mind, to encourage you spiritually to grow. Praise God. So we are on the air every Saturday morning, certainly with an exciting lesson. And if you give me a call, those links, those of you that listen to my radio show, I will text you personally the link to the radio show. Well, even if you don't get an opportunity to listen, then you can actually click on the link and hear it. And the Lord said, so it's HTTP /tobtr.com/s/12184697, and that you can, that's the number to connect live. And I hope I'm saying that correctly. You know, this technology and computer age sometimes can be challenging. Let's get into the lesson, shall we? We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, to lift you to a greater level in Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we prepare, as we go into this new year season. Praise the Lord. The theme of this month is January, the divinely called in 2023. I want you to know that you're divinely called. And the lesson for this first Saturday in September. Why am I in September? Praise the Lord. Devil is a lie. In January 2023, and certainly we're setting the pace for this year. And I've got you covered, or just recovered and restored. Praise God. We're going to the word now. We're going to Isaiah 43. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. I'm going to skip on down. And certainly if you have your Bibles, I want you to read later, and I want you to really listen and listen to what God is saying, certainly in this word. And this is the King James Version. It says, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be harmed, neither shall thy flames kindle unto thee." For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior. I have gave Egypt for the ransom, Ethiopia, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Skipping down to verse 10, 11, and 12, it reads, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Therefore, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange gods among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord. I am God. Praise God for the word. Now, there is a saying, it goes, if you are going to pray, why worry? And if you are going to worry, why pray? This statement speaks volumes to those of us who have faith in us. We know God, and we know what God can do in our lives no matter the obstacles we face. However, even as we exercise our faith, there are situations that we find ourselves in that put us in a place where our faith dims, and it is the Lord dramatically. When this happens, we are usually allowing situations to have dominion over what we know to be true or what we know to be fact. And that is to look to God for assurance, knowing that he will bring us through. But sometimes we just allow what we're going through and the situations and the problems to overtake us. We must also remember that no one individual has a perfect track of being able to hold up our emotions during tragic occurrences. For many of us, if we will be completely honest, there have been times, I know I have, when we have faced tragedy and our response to these traumatic situations does not meet our level of faith that we possess. If we no longer after God brought us through the occurrence, then we realize that we had put some stock in the occurrence than in our faith in the Lord. Today, we must be encouraged. We must understand that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, and we've talked about that on the blog. But sometimes we get overwhelmed. Sometimes we get struck in the situations that we have been faced. And if I were go on blog and say, well, 21, 22, and now 23, you know, this year we're going into a new year, but the challenges that we're facing already, is this going to be what the new year is going to be all about? But God is saying, fear not. God is saying you're covered and you are restored. And certainly we want to talk about some points, but I want to talk about how God is a redeemer. But we want to go through and look at the background of Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, and certainly his ministry was about around 740 B.C. with the death of King Uzziah. And certainly his ministry would span four ministrations, so meaning he would minister to several different kings. He would minister to several four four administrations. So there would be people and kings that he would address in his ministry. And certainly when we look at the book of Isaiah, it's a book of comfort. Verse, the chapter 43 is considered the chapter of comfort. But if we look at his ministry, he preached and taught, and he tried to get the people of Israel to turn from their wicked ways and certainly follow after the Creator. Mm-hmm. So he would deal with he would predict and deal with their captivity, but he would predict the fall of Assyria, the defeat of Judah at the hands of Babylon, and the restoration of God's people after exile. Mm-hmm. He would do all that. And certainly when we get to chapter 43, Israel was preaching during a time of government and societal and religious order in Judah. So they were morally and sinfully in shambles, and spiritually in shambles. The leaders were walking in an evil way. They were following after adultery. They was not following the ways of the Lord. And certainly if we looked at the people of Israel, and right now you got the southern kingdom and you got the northern kingdom. And if you read the Bibles, you will know that Judah would be longer standing than the northern kingdom because they had a little more sense to follow after God than the northern kingdom. I'm just paraphrasing here. I'm just saying they had more people to follow after and to follow the ways of the Lord. And when God would speak and declare, they would get their lives right and follow the way of the Lord and try to cut out the idolatry that the people were following. And in doing so, God would restore them. Mm-hmm. So here we are in chapter 43. And even though Isaiah had been unfaithful, it was quite clear that the Lord loved them. In Israel, in Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verses 18 to 25, the nation suffered severe punishment for worshiping idol gods. Now, when you understand, we're going in 2023. We have to lay aside every weight and sin that keeps us from going forward in the Lord. We must remember that God is trying to take us somewhere. Even with the problems that we have gone through, even with a national pandemic, God is taking us from glory to glory. And in doing so, we have to cultivate that relationship with him. We have to move forward with him. We have got to seek him on a daily basis. And certainly as we have entered into a new year, and overall I'm saying divinely called in 2023. No matter what you have done in the past, no matter the situations, no matter the problems, no matter the hiccups, no problems, if you should have done or would have, could have, should have, now this day, this time, this month is a new year. It's a new year to begin to do the things that God has called you to do, those things that you put on the shelf, those things that you said, God, you ain't called me to do this. But we have to revisit the divinely called in 2023. We have to revisit what God has showed us, what God is doing. And we've got to put away everything that's not like God, every idol situation, every idol thing that we have placed over God, whether it's television, whether it's the way we eat, whether it's our phones, whether we just look at our phones and play with our phones more than we speak God, we have got to lay aside every weight, every sin that keeps us from glorifying and moving forward. Now, even in captivity, he would deliver Israel out of captivity. In the wake of this deliverance, God reassured the people of Israel of their relationship with him. God reminded them of how they had been in a covenant relationship for quite some time, and now, and that he needed them to remember that he is their creator and that he had established him. And because he was their creator and their redeemer, they need not fear. Oh, hallelujah. For he had redeemed them from their bondage, and not just they didn't just have a special place in his heart, but they were called and named and belonged to him. I want you to know that you belong to God, that you are God's. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to listen to the wolf tickets that the enemy tells you. Now, I want to define fear. What is fear? Because I'm switching my focus. I could have just said, fear not. This message just could have been fear not, fear not, fear not. But God is saying a whole lot here. And fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely even cause pain or threat. Or a verb to be afraid of. Oh, Satan, you're alive. I'm sure I've defined fear before, but if we go out, even if we look at the news, every time we turn on the news, we see that something has happened. Shooting, especially if you live in Chicago. 9-year-old boy shot in his home. Teen shot on last night. You got candidates running for mayor, and they are using the emphasis of fear. I'm going to put more police on the street. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. All of that is to calm your fears. But I want you to know that God is on his way back. God is on his way back, and even as we pray, even as we seek God, even as we cultivate that relationship with Christ Jesus, we have to understand that the word of God will be implemented, that the word of God shall come to pass. And therefore, because we are saints, because we know God and have a relationship with God, we are not to fear. Mm-hmm. When we revisit the word, Isaiah 43:1, it says, fear not, knowing you belong to the Lord. I want you to know you belong to the Lord. The Lord says, who created you, he who formed you. God speaks to his people as their creator. God has a special and unique claim upon us because he is our creator. When we forget or reject God as creator, we fall to the basics obligations that God has for us. We forget, and then we allow those situations to overtake us. But we have to understand on this morning that God is saying, you are covered, you restored, so therefore you ain't got to fear the future in 2023, because God is able. God is doing a new thing. When I look in Isaiah, and when you go and find the scriptures, he also talks about it. I think when you go and you read further in this chapter 43, it talks about new things springing up out the desert, springing up all around you. I want to declare in 2023 that new things are going to spring up, that God is going to give new positions, new anointing, new jobs, new visions, new understanding, because God says, fear not. I am with you. I have uniquely formed you. I have uniquely made you. So therefore, look and see what I'm going to do, because I'm about to do some things. I'm about to open up some doors. I'm about to open up some events. I'm about to move you from point A to point D. Oh, I'm about to move you and those steps that you normally would have to take to get to D to PMZ. You ain't got to take those, because I am going to divinely move you, because I've got a call on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the word says, fear not. Don't be fearful. Don't be scared of what I'm doing, because I have your back. There is a promise that I have given you. There is a promise that I've given you, because in every situation, I am going to bring you through. Because why? I am your redeemer. I'm your redeemer. Then he tells them, I have called you by name. I want you to raise your hands and say, I have been called by name. God has called my name. God has called my name. And because he's called my name, I know it. I know it. I know whose I am. Ooh. So I'm not going to fear, because I know the Lord. And when I go through my trials, when I go through the water, he's going to be with me. When I go through the river, he's going to be with me. In every situation, he's going to be with me. Why? Because I am precious in his sight. Oh, because he is my protector. He is my redeemer. He is my God. And then he comes around. I'm going to wrap this up, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then he comes around, and we go to verse 10 through 12. And when I read those verses of scriptures in my study time, something caught me to be very unique. And I had to look at it again. And when I looked at it again, God gave me a revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you allow me just to read that scripture one more time, praise God, and then I'm going to wrap up and I'm going to let y'all go do what y'all got to do. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to try to not go over. You, verse 10, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no other God formed, neither shall there be after me. Now I looked at that verse, and I was perplexed by the fact that it said there were no gods formed. And I'm like, Lord, I thought you was in existence all the time. And the revelation to me was, he ain't talking about himself. He's talking about them idol gods that Israel, that the people that other nations worship. Egypt had a god of frogs, cows, and still to this day, how many of y'all have gone in to get your nails done? Get your feet done. And Buddha is somewhere in the nail shop, and they got little candles, incense sticking out some type of sand, or they got fruit up under idolatry. Pray God, because God is saying, before that God was formed, I was in existence. I was there. I created all things, and there is no small g greater than me. And I am the Lord. Besides, there is no Savior. And he goes down and say, look, there is no comparison to who I am. You can't compare me with nothing because I was in existence. Matter of fact, I formed this world. I am God. I am the creator of all that exists. I created you. Hallelujah. And all these other nations and all these other gods in which you have turned your back on me for didn't exist before me. I am God. Whew. And then, not only am I God, I put the sun and the moon in its place. I knew what you were going to do even before you did it. And to this day, he knows what you're going to do even before you do it. God is God. When we go to bed at night, when we wake up in the morning, thank God for allowing us to do it, he's God. He's saying, you're my witnesses. You know what I'm capable of doing. You know, said the Lord, that I am God. You've seen me bring you out of Egypt. You've seen me bless your forefathers. I had a covenant with your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I brought them out. I've made them a nation. I've made them a covenant. Then you got David, whom he blessed. And certainly we can look on our lives and see that God has blessed us. You know, fear is never an attribute that believers in the Lord should possess. We should always allow our faith in what we know God to be to encourage us in these traumatic times. We should utilize our faith to remind ourselves that we have too much history with walking with the Lord. And that's what the Lord was saying in this last verse that I read. He's saying, you're my witnesses. First of all, The idol, the idolatry, those little gods that you turned your back on me for, they didn't even exist before me. I'm God. Not only that, you know that to be true because you know the situations that you've gone through, if it had not been for me on your side, you wouldn't have made it. And that's where we are today. We are trusting and allowing the trust that we have in those dark places, those dark areas, those dark moments in our lives to propel us forward in the Lord. We have to train our spirit man, which I've always talked about, to see God moving on our behalf and spend less time worrying about the problems and more time worshiping the God of our salvation. You know, a trick, you know, when I got the call that my God sister had made her transition, certainly when her sister called me, I knew in my spirit that she had moved on. And if I look at my year, if I dwell and I dwell on the problems or dwell on the situations that I've gone through for the last past 3 years, and certainly we ain't even going to include COVID. For me, COVID wasn't that bad. But year 21, year 22, year 23, starting year 23, you know, I've had major people. My brother went on to be with the Lord in 21. My sister went on to be with the Lord in 22. And now, beginning of 23, a close, my God sister, close individual, my mentor, has made her transition. And certainly if we look at that and we look at that in terms of worry, in terms of problematic, in terms of woe is me, then certainly God would not get the glory. But we don't walk in fear. We walk in the encouragement that God is able to touch our hearts and move us forward. And no matter what we go through, no matter what the problems we face, he's going to bring us out. He's with us. He's going to be with us in 2023 because we're divinely called, because we are restored and recovered, or covered and restored, however you want to repeat it. But the issue is that he is saying in this word this morning, and I hope that I've given that to you to the best of my abilities, that God will never forget us because he is committed to us. And because he's committed to us, we should be committed to his word, to his purpose, and spreading the word of God in 2023. Because one of the things that, if you study the word, you'll understand that he's on his way back. And it's senseless to have a 9-year-old shot to death. It's senseless to have the violence going on that we have. But the one thing that will stop all that, if the people take up a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, the word says the heart of men are wicked, and Satan influences the heart of men because it's rebellious. And the only way that the hearts change is through a relationship with Christ Jesus. So I will encourage my brothers and sisters out there, especially those that hear this word, to tell somebody about Jesus. Have you met Jesus? Have you made him your personal savior? I tell you, if you need somebody to help, try Jesus, try God. Certainly if you try him, he'll bless you, because we don't want anybody to face, especially our loved ones, to face that second death. We're going to die once. Saints will die only once. What? They will go to sleep once, and then they'll wake up and be with the Lord. But those that are not saved, they're going to die again. And they're going to burn for eternity. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. I pray, God, that this word has been illuminating and enlightening to someone. And I pray, God, that as someone clicks on this blog in the future, and I pray, God, that you'll draw them to this blog. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that if they don't know you and they're pardoned of their sins, they accept you, God, and say, Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins, and I accept you as my Savior in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we pray that they say those words. We pray, God, that you'll give us the wisdom and understanding to move forward in ministry, to move forward in your word, to move forward in purpose. And I pray, God, for everyone that's on this blog on this morning, God, that you'll meet whatever need that they may have. And, God, restore, recover, and restore. God, we're covered and restored. And I pray, God, that we do not walk in fear, but we bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I pray right now, God, that you will continue to bless, continue to deliver, and continue to set free. God, heal those that need healing. And I pray, God, for all those that are going through, God, that you will bring them through. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, heal, deliver, set free, God. Touch and continue to touch the bodies, God. You know what we need. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the line on this morning. We will hear a powerful word on next Saturday in the form of Evangelist Terry Rogers. She will be back. She will greet you. in the new year, and certainly we have some power-packed words, some power-packed events that will be coming in 2023. I pray that you will send me a text if you have any suggestions, anything or any topic that you may have questions on, that you need clarity in. Don't be scared. Don't be fearful. Certainly we're here to help and to give you clarity in the word. God bless. Bye-bye.